The following podcast is a part of RadioMisfits.com.
Welcome to Misfits Making It. We're oddballs and we're doing cool stuff. I'm your host, Lauren Lojudice. This is the podcast version of the comedy shows I host around New York City and The Road, the Misfit Variety Show, and all the shows at the Capiche Club, Misfit Comedy Space down in Little Italy. Now, how's it going? What's up in your Misfit world? I might sound a little different because I am in a hostel right now in Edinburgh, Scotland. I'm doing my first stand-up hour here, and I was going to record this before I left, but I was like, you know, it would kind of be fun to see the first day, and then I'm going to do one when I get back, kind of like what happened, how'd it go, what I learned, because a lot of people are asking me about how this fringe works or how I'm making it work. And I will see. I will give my humble opinion when I get back about how it all went down. So the first day's been great. I went down over to my venue, which is in Leith a little bit. It's basically on the fringe of the fringe. And it was so sweet. There's a lot of locals there, which I like. I'm trying to work out my stand-up hour. It's my first one. So I wanted to not do it in the full center, although I would have. It was the venue that I got. And so that's what happened. I made the best of it. And I was like, well, I do want to work out this thing, so it's probably for the best. But I went over there to put up flyers and I forgot my tape. And I told some of the people in the bar that there's a lot of like pub comedy here. They have like back rooms and they, like in New York, that's the case, but definitely here, there's a lot of it. And someone went out to the store without me asking or knowing and bought me tape. So nice. People are so kind. So off to a nice start. Now we're going to go into a little misfit melodrama, which you know is when we take audience submitted stories and we riff on them. Before we do that, reminder, please rate and review the podcast because social proof is important for misfits because misfits trust other misfits to know what's good. Also, you can sign up at laurenloji.com or you can also sponsor a podcast. Individuals and small businesses, we make it accessible for you. So we put that podcast out more often with a sponsor. So you go to laurenloji.com, click on listen podcast and contact us there. So we're going to go into some misfit melodrama with Joy Sanchez, one of my favorite comedians in New York City. She is not only a comedian, she's also a poet and an artist, and she's always trying to make events and ways and art experiences so to bring the different communities together, and she does a beautiful job of it. I'm going to say this is going to be super fun. We go there and we get there and multiple accents will be used. It gets a little wild. So let's go to some misfit melodrama with Joy Sanchez.
I'm here today for this misfit melodrama episode with none other than Joy. Who is a Joy?
Hello, Joy Sanchez. I am Joy Sanchez. I'm many things. Mainly, I'm just like trying to be joyful and alive every day. I make art of all kinds. You know, I have lots of opinions that I call my two stacks. And, you know, I produce things. I make things. Whatever. I live my life.
Joy is a Wonder Woman. I see her all over Brooklyn. She's always doing stuff.
I know, and I live in the Bronx. So I'm really a Wonder Woman. Like
she's right. She's got a lot of magic in there. So I thought it'd be fun to riff today. What a fun person to riff with. Misfit melodrama. So this is how it works is I have things submitted. You can submit yourself if you'd like to submit. I think it's 646-WANG-0X1 is the phone number. If you want to. you can also just submit at laurenloji.com.
Randomly generated a number or that's like something you chose. You went in there, you were like, it needs to have a wang in it. Like
it was just random. And then I was like, you know, when you get the W key, you're like, what am I going to do with this? Like, it's like WXY or something. So, and then these were submitted at a show. You come to Misfit Variety Show. You can also submit yours at the show. Woo. All right. So here we go. And also, I always say, folks, we're riffing with you, not at you. Yeah. We are just as crazy. So No worries.
You're like, we're just as normal. We're just as normal as you are. Okay.
Right. We throw ourselves right under the bus. Okay. Oh, so I'm going to bring in Carmela. She's the one who, my character Carmela, I'll bring here, and she's the one who hosts it. Hi, everyone. Hi, Joy. So nice to see you. What a joy. You're such a joy. I can't stand it.
Hello.
Those flowers. It looks like the flowers outside my condo in Boca. Okay. I'm right. I got the nice, you know, the people come and they take care of the flowers. I love it. They have to bend down. A nice little treat for me. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Oh my God.
What's happening now, Joy?
This is why I tell the kids don't have kids. You know what I'm saying? You can't have anything nice. Nothing nice in this house.
Nothing. Oh, nothing. Forget it. That's why I moved away from them.
The chaos I don't, off camera.
I don't. Chaos off what? Camera. Well.
That's all that was. The chaos off camera.
All right. Well, you know what? No worries about it. You're fine. We're fine. Everyone's fine. You have that. You have the flowered hat. What is it? So we're, but the craziness. So there's craziness literally happening right now. And this person has a craziness that happened. Okay. They want to report the craziest or most unforgettable family experience they've had is a family holiday party years ago. They said they was about 5 years old, lots of drinking by older family members. Well, I hope so. Ooh, did people drinking at 5 years old?
Well, that's the kids in the punch. What is this? Okay. So it's a party. It's a party. It's lots of drinking.
It's lots of drinking. The grandma beat up my older cousin Peggy because she opened a beer bottle with her teeth.
Ugh.
I
mean, why? Why are we doing that? Why are you even doing
what
that?
I love about this is it seems that she beat her up because she was trying to show her like ladylike behavior. Like, I'm going to beat your ass. You know, you better not do that unladylike behavior by opening something with your teeth. By doing another unladylike behavior, which is beating the crap out of your niece.
Yeah. At least they kept it in the family. You know, it would be different. It wasn't like a public place. Not like they was at a Denny's or something. You know, they were home. It was all right.
That's true. That's true. She was just holding, it's kind of telling her this is the way it's going to be.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know what to say to that. I have nothing for it.
You have nothing for it? I think it's interesting. Well, listen, I have many people I'd love to beat the crap out of in my family. And on this everywhere, actually. All over the world, I have people I want to beat the crap out of. But, you know, it's, you know, I think that I want to meet this grandma. I want her to come to my bridge club, is what I want to say.
Wait, you know what? But I do think about this. Did the grandma feel as if she was being teased? Because maybe grandma doesn't have teeth. You don't need to flaunt your good, healthy teeth in front of grandma's face, okay? Throwing it out there. It could.
And grandma could be given a word of warning. Thousands of dollars will be spent on your teeth if you don't take care of them.
That's right. I'll knock them out. You don't want them, I'll knock them out. You know, because your teeth are not beer bottle openers. They're not, that's not, you want to get a wine kit. Sit right on the fridge, you know, just... Anytime you want.
Yeah, get a magnet. This person needs to be sent a magnet with the beer. Maybe that should be thinking, we already have a merch for the podcast. We have a little graphic t-shirts that say, and you could put this graphic on t-shirts, on tea, whatever, mugs or iPhone cases. It's a little graphic of me. And it says, you can't cancel me. I'm retired.
I like that.
Maybe we should do the something with the beer, the teeth. Don't use your teeth. It should be something with the beer bottle. Something like that. Maybe. Okay, that was a bomb.
Circle
back to it later. Okay. All right, Joy. Okay. Thanks for telling me my idea for the merch is crap.
I didn't say that.
I thought you were Joy.
I just said, you know, maybe we circle back to it later with fresh eyes. We come with a little improvement, you know, can let it marinate for a bit.
Something like that. So we'll let it marinate. That's great. That's nice to say. That was a shitty idea. We got to revisit it later. Okay, that's all right. You know, I understand now with these artists, you know, artistic process, and you accept that something isn't ready when it first comes out and all that self-forgiveness crap. Yeah. I think it's nice. Must be nice. I don't understand it.
It is. It's really nice. Okay, it's really nice.
So do you live with self-forgiveness, Joy? Do you do that thing?
I do. I live with a certain amount of detachment, actually. Like, you know, I don't hold it. I let it go. I let it be what it's going to be. And just know that, be fulfilled with, like, the making of it. Because that's the hardest part, you know? It's like the making of it. You got to make it so it's real. And then once it's real, you just let it be what it's going to be.
So you detach. So you just kind of...
Yeah. Go on, detachment. Because, you know, it's like, why do I make the art? Do I make the art for your opinion? Or do I make the art for money? Or do I make the art for me? Because that's how I, like, talk to the universe and work things out. You know, that's my... That's, like, my prayer, my meditation, right? So as long as I do the act of the thing I should do, then, you know, beyond that, I have no control. So I'm going to let go of it then. Let it be what it is. I made it. I put all I can into it. I do what I could do. And I just let it be what it is, man. You know?
I love this Cockney side of your personality.
Thank you. Thank you. She's been dying to come out for a little bit. She's like, she doesn't get to play much. People in the Bronx do not find it amusing. So, you know, let's keep her inside and safe on the internet. On the internet.
Cockney, you know, is, though, like Brooklyn and Bronx of London.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It is. I like it. It's a little, it's like a step close to my West Indian roots, but, like, also I get to stay in my Brooklyn roots. When I was younger, I used to, like, walk around and get drunk with my friends in the Lower East Side, and I would, like, speak like this, and people did not believe I was from Brooklyn. And I was like, how drunk are you? Are you really that drunk that you don't believe I'm from Brooklyn? And even if I drop the accent and I go back to talking like this, and they're like, I don't believe you. You're just doing a really good American accent. And I was like, fuck out of here. So...
It's, yeah, like I was in, I, you know, they flew me over to Italy to perform.
Oh,
and I'm,
yeah.
Sitting, yeah, I did a thing. And then they came up to me after and they said, what a great American accent. I said, what are you talking about? There's only, they got mad at me because they said, your name is spelt like not Carmela than how we spell it. The way you spell it, it's like a caramel. I said, but that's part of my charm, okay? Yeah. I'm Italian, but fucked up. And that's the, yeah, thing.
Hey.
So I want a little, I'm, you know, I watched Ted Lasso and I think I know everything about England. I would love a Cockney, you know, a Cockney. I want a Cockney pool boy. I think they'd be very attractive to watch.
I know. I think they wouldn't because their teeth care is shit. And, you know, that's a true fact. The mouse is like, oh my God, mate. But he doesn't have to talk, so I guess it would be all right.
Definitely no talking.
Also, in England, they're more of the, like, the dad bod abs, not like the like the frat boy athletic abs, you know? Like, it's no definition. It's just straightness. Like, just, I like, know, the curve, you know, I like a little queerness, yeah, in there, like, just a little... Curves. I don't need it to be defined in, like, not so straight, not so straight.
That's interesting. Is that why you're in America? You came to find the abs of your dreams.
The abs. I'm here for the abs. It's the abs and the ribs. That's it. The ribs.
You know what's interesting? I was watching my Big Fat Greek Wedding because it reminds me of being a big fat Italian family. And I noticed even the love interest, they had a sex scene. He had a little flab on him. It was,
you gotta have that out there, yeah, to, like, normalize it. Get rid of all this fat phobia. I don't know why people are so afraid of being bigger. You know, let them have their space too. If you're smaller, be smaller. You're bigger, be bigger. I don't know why we have this judgment in this life. You know, this.
It's constant. So interesting because, like, he's bodies. Yeah, he's bigger, right? Like, he's a little more flabby flab. But, and he's the love interest, and they have a sex scene, and you see him with a bod that's not someone who's in the gym 50. And that was so long ago, and it's like people talk more about fat phobia now, but people are even more in shape. You know what I mean? Like, you would never see that.
Again. Like, why do we keep, I'm afraid of these dudes that are able to lift up, like, buses and shit. Like, you see them on the TikToks and things, and they're, like, out there with the ropes, but the ropes are like, they're sick, or like they're lifting monster truck tires. I'm like, what the fuck are you preparing for? You know, what are you working out for? I'm just trying to be able to lift, you know, the garbage or like a couple boxes at work or whatever. You're over here lifting out 210 trucks for what, mate? What in the world could you need to lift 2 tons for?
You know,
that's, those are the guys that scare me. That's what I'm like, whoa, just calm down, bro. You're not lifting me up. You're probably like throwing me up into the atmosphere, you know, just like, what? And I'm up there flying all of a sudden. And it's like, no, I just can't. My imagination is way too wild for those guys. The gym bros, the gym rats, I can't do it. It's too much. It's too much.
Yeah. It's a lot. It's too much.
Lifting monster trucks and shit.
I had a cousin who was into that. And he later went on a cocaine binge and left his wife and 2 kids for a hot minute.
That's a bit extreme.
It seems extreme. To be not mutually exclusive. You know, when he did it, I was like, see, you seem like the type. It's just kind of that monster energy. Like someone's going to, I got to do all the things. I'm like, calm yourself. Calm your tits.
Right. Calm it down just a little bit.
That's right.
What's going on?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. So do you have any sorry.
No, I'm keep talking. Talking. What'd you guys say? No, it's flow.
I was gonna ask you what the next thing is. Like, if
the next thing
else,
is I got another one. Don't worry.
You got another one.
I got plenty, but we want to make sure we get enough out of you for each one. Okay.
All right.
So here's another one. One day my mother came home to see some ladies of the night at our door. The older cousin was hiding out and his stable of women came to get him. Let's say things did not go well.
I would imagine not.
Yeah. So basically, why did they come get him is what I want to know.
Yeah. Like, what was wrong with him? Can he not walk or talk? Did he call them? Was he in danger? Like, and whose man was this? Like, first of all, why does he have a child and a harem at the same time? I don't understand that. Like, if you have a harem, how do you not have at least some? Who is watching his child? That's what I want to know.
That's interesting. That's interesting. Did they have a child?
Yeah, like was that a child that saw this?
Yeah, that's it. Because they said at our door, so it must be the mother came home. So it was a cousin. So this was a kid, and the like reporting that his mother came home and saw a bunch of hookers at the door. They were looking for the older cousin was in their house hiding out. While they were looking, the hookers were coming to find him.
Oh, did she give him up? That's what I want to know.
That's why they said did not go well. I bet you that means that the mother just threw him out of the house and said, let him give you a beating.
Yeah, he probably owed him money. You know, guys are cheap like that. If hookers come looking for you, it's either because you gave him a disease or you owed him money. That's what I think. Or you made him pregnant. That's what I feel like. I don't know.
That would
not
be
hooker, so.
Yeah, you know, that would be a big deal. Because
we need to like protect those women. They're doing God's work.
You know, they say they gotta, you know, you gotta, the sex workers, you know, like they're doing a job. They should get tested for things just to make sure they're healthy. Their pimp gotta get tested because they could give it to everyone. That's disgusting.
Everyone should get tested. I don't know why people don't. And then, but they do it in Amsterdam and in the red light district, you know, if you ever been there. If you go through the red light district, there's all these little cat houses and you can like, there's women dancing and in the windows and things, like, you know, making sexy poses like that. And you can just like go and see them. But all these ladies, they get tested, the ladies and the gentlemen that all work in that network. It's like a nationalized thing. So you have to get tested in order to work in that industry. I feel like that's fair. But customers should get tested too when you like go see them.
Like, they should. Like, what are you doing trying to do to someone?
Yeah.
It's their job and their livelihood. And also, I want to say one thing, because I know now everyone, I said the pimps need to get tested. It's disgusting. Don't come at me and say I'm saying sex work is disgusting. It's not what I said. I said the pimps who want to go putting their penis into the cisgendered male pimps who want to put their penis into all of their people, they need to get tested. If they don't,
everybody
you're disgusting.
I don't understand why people don't get tested. Like, what's so afraid of that? I once dated this young cat, you know, it was like maybe like 26, 27 at the time, and I was in my late 30s. And I sat him down and I was like, hey, because like the rubber came off one day. So that very next day I said, hey, do you know your status? I just don't want you to worry about things. This is what's going on with me. You know, I was tested recently, so I know that I don't have A, B, C, D. I don't have anything and blah, blah, blah. And in me breaching this conversation with him, he's like, just shocked. Like, this look of shock, just like dumbness came over him, you know, just like he went really dim. And I'm like, what's wrong? He's like, no one's ever had this conversation with me. And I'm like, you're a grown woman that been tapping ass for a minute now. You're a grown man, been tapping it, you know, and you travel, you're gorgeous. So I know you know, he gets more than enough panties. You know what I'm saying? No one in the how many years you've been fucking ain't never had this conversation with you about your health, about your sexual health. You know, some of these men, and now they, like, I'm gonna say ladies too, because I've had that conversation, but ladies have always seemed to be more vigilant, you know, because we gotta go there, we gotta get tested, we gotta see a little hoo-ha, how everything's working all the time. But like, men, I'm never surprised when a man says or has this dumb look on his face because he doesn't know anything about his sexual health, you know. And then I feel like everyone needs to get tested all the time.
Yes. Especially when the rubber meets Joy's road is what yeah. just happened.
Oh, yeah. The rubber meets a long road. It got a little day. No. We're not and talking about my road, though.
We got you to talk about your road. That's a... All right. So we sometimes... Okay. All right. So Joy, thank you for hanging out with us and talking about this. Whoever wrote this, please write in. I want more details.
But thanks so much for having me. You can find me online at the Notorious RBJ, either on TikTok, Instagram. I don't really do the X, the Twitters. Joy Sanchez, www.thegodis.art or notoriousrbj.art. Or, you know, just like if you follow me on some platform, you'll find me. I'll be outside.
She's everywhere.
Oh,
she's
September 10th. I don't know if this will air for anybody. I don't know if anybody will see this, but September 10th, I'm doing the Dope-tastic Comics show with the Brooklyn Wildlife Summer Festival. This is the 10th year this festival has been going on. So like, it's really dope. It's a comedy show at 456. So come on.
Okay. This is going on after that, but look for, this is an example of all the cool stuff you do. So go look out for it.
Thank you so much for having me. I had fun.
Okay. Thank you for coming.
Have a good Labor Day. Bye.
Yes.
Well, there you have it. You can follow the podcast on my page at Lauren Logi. Updates and inside info on my email list, LaurenLogi.com. Thank you to Annie McCutcheon for editing, Edward Silla at Radio Misfits Podcast Network, and Maddie McLennan for making the podcast art. Thanks to our listeners for bringing us back for another season. We'll see you soon.
The proceeding was a presentation of the Radio Misfits Podcast Network. Find our other great shows on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and at RadioMisfits.com. Thank you.